Well, here we are.
All right, people, we're gonna try something a little different today.
No, I do mind. The dude minds. This will not stand.
The only true wisdom is in knowing you know nothing.
That's us, dude.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
I'm gonna tell you something, and I want you to listen tight. It may sound like I'm talking about me, but I'm not. I'm talking about you. As a matter of fact, I'm talking about all people everywhere.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. Now here is the host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
I am Hans.
And I am Franz, and we just want to pop your
Welcome to Health and Wellness Wednesdays on Rush to Reason.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
I have what doctors call a little bit of a weight problem. I used to grab bear claws as a kid, two at a time, and I'd get them lodged right in this region here.
Exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy. Happy people just don't shoot their husbands.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
I'm sorry that I'm fat.
Welcome, Wednesday edition, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Greg Bloom, Charlie Grimes, Dr. Julie Marchio should join us here shortly, so we got a great show in store for you today. First off, though, the impossible question of the day. Yesterday, actually, somebody sent this into the KLZ radio line and got it right. Somebody got it right. One of these is touched in a store 25 times before someone buys it. The answer is a greeting card. Mm. Does that affect us with COVID?
Maybe. If they had COVID when they picked it up put it back, who knows? Yeah. They sneezed on it, maybe. We don't know how long COVID lives on anything.
I don't think they do.
No.
I agree. All right, today's impossible question. This will be up Greg's alley.
Okay.
Baskin-Robbins once made this gross flavor of ice cream, and the hint is, it's a food sort of. Answer this on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. Singer Ed Sheeran is such a fan of this, he has the name brand version of this tattooed on his arm. So Baskin-Robbins made this gross flavor of ice cream. It is a food, sort of. I don't know what food sort of means. You can, by the way, you can text us the answer, 307-200-8222, or go to the KLZ 560 Facebook page. Any thoughts?
Veggie wedgie.
Veggie ice cream.
Tasted like asparagus, light green. Didn't work.
Doesn't even sound appetizing.
It was.
Oh, Charlie says he has 61 tattoos, that doesn't help us out. 61 tattoos? That's a lot of tats, by the way.
This flavor didn't work. This flavor
did not work.
Did not work. And it's a food, sort of. So it's not a food. It can't be a vegetable. A food, sort of.
Food, sort of.
What does sort of mean?
I don't know.
You could eat it if you were hungry enough. If you were starving.
You need cardboard if you got hungry enough, I guess.
Most ice cream is flavored like candy, like licorice or...
Right.
Maybe it's black licorice.
Well, isn't that a... I guess that's not really a food, is it?
How about... Yeah.
I love
black licorice. Yeah, I do too, but some people hate
it.
Some people are from... Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Oh. Charlie was going to say. Charlie says maple bacon, but that's a food. That's a guess. Anyways, answer this on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. Go ahead.
Well, I was saying some people come from the shallow end of the gene pool, and they don't like black licorice.
I love black licorice.
Yeah. You know, when I lived in Japan, I lived there for 2 years as an exchange student, and one interesting thing was I would take root beer barrels and give them to people just for fun. You know, I'd bring some over when I went there. They did not like root beer barrels.
Why?
They had never eaten it before, and they thought it tasted like medicine. They also don't like, and they don't sell Dr. Pepper there. That's a taste they're not familiar with.
They don't understand Dr. Pepper.
Their palate does not pick up what we do when we drink Dr. I like Dr. Pepper.
I do too.
It's good. Well, 23 flavors.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
So see, you learn something new.
So when you go to Japan, don't take root beer barrels as gifts.
They don't like it.
They don't like them.
What about black licorice? Do you like it?
Oh, yeah. They love black licorice.
Me too.
They do.
Good stuff. Okay. Answer that again on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. This is Health and Wellness Wednesday. We'll talk to Dr. Julie here shortly. We did, by the way, I forgot to mention this yesterday. The Elf on the Shelf made it into KLZ yesterday. We had the Elf on the Shelf here for a while. The Elf on the Shelf today is actually high atop the cubicles out there in the work area where Greg just was, the old Elf on the Shelf. So he's sort of moving himself around. What's the deal with the Elf on the Shelf? Is it like, are they supposed to move around? Oh, Charlie says he's always watching you. You never know. Okay. Let's hope this Elf on the Shelf isn't like the Santa Claus that wouldn't let the kid have the gun.
I just heard that song on the 50s station, the 80s station this morning. Used to be the 50s station. I'm Always Watching You, that song.
Oh, yeah.
What's that song?
Yeah.
I always feel like someone's watching me.
Yeah, who's the band, Charlie? It'll come to Charlie's mind. He'll figure it out. Da, 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 yeah. Okay, in other news, this is actually, it's happy and sad at the same time. Chuck Yeager died. Brigadier General, retired Air Force Brigadier General, I should say, Charles Chuck Yeager, the World War II fighter pilot, ace, and quintessential test pilot who showed he had the right stuff when in 1947 he became the first person to fly faster than the speed of sound. He died at age 97. Yeager died Monday. His wife, Victoria, said on Twitter, "It's with profound sorrow I must tell you that my life, love, General Chuck Yeager passed just before 9 p.m. Eastern Time. An incredible life, well lived. America's greatest pilot and a legacy of strength, adventure, and patriotism will be remembered forever. Yeager's death is a tremendous loss to our nation," NASA's Administrator Jim Bridenstine said in a statement. "General Yeager's pioneering and innovative spirit advanced America's abilities in the sky and set our nation's dreams soaring into the jet age and the space age." He said, "You don't concentrate on risks, you concentrate on results. No risk is too great to prevent the necessary job from getting done," Bridenstine said. Yeager, by the way, shot down 13 German planes on 64 missions during World War II, including 5 on a single mission. He was shot down over German-held France, but escaped with the help of French partisans. So you know what, guys? That was a true war hero and a pioneer of the United States of America. And, long live the memory of Chuck Yeager. And if you've never seen The Right Stuff, which I believe most of you probably have, great movie, by the way. And they have a great actor portraying him in The Right Stuff. And it's just a great movie and just a great reminder of what he did to pioneer literally the jet age and also the space age. Because just as a side note, Chuck regretted never going to college and getting a degree because that's what held him back from becoming an astronaut.
Wow.
Only reason why he wasn't an astronaut is he did not have a college degree.
Didn't have the credential.
So, side note. All right. Dr. Julie should be calling us momentarily. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back. Michael Bailey Law. Mobile estate planning is next. You just heard Michael here on KLZ 560. He is our mobile estate planner. And if there's something you need when it comes to an estate plan, which, by the way, as we end the year, this is the time, to think about those things and get them planned for 2021. Do that today. Call Michael directly, 720-394-6887.
I am the ghost of legal present. I am the only benevolent spirit that matters to KLZ's mobile estate planner, Michael Bailey of Michael Bailey Law. Because your estate plan should describe your wishes as they are now, based on today's laws and the assets you currently possess. Once you've taken care of me, your friendly ghost of legal present at klzradio.com/estate, you may carry on with your everyday life, enjoying the peace of mind that I will never haunt your family's future.
All right. By the way, somebody just texted in the answer to the question of the day. They guess ketchup. Ketchup. You can answer that yourself on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. But hey, what you shouldn't be guessing at is whether that crack on your windshield is too long and whether or not it can be fixed or not. You know what? Instead of guessing about that question, have Novus Autoglass look at it and tell you whether they can fix it. If they can't, they'll put a windshield in it for you as well. They can do all of that on our insurance, and they guarantee all of their crack repairs. And on top of that, if you do need a windshield, they can calibrate that to your vehicle as needed. It's rushtoreason.com/Novus. That's the place to get a windshield replaced. Again, that's rushtoreason.com/Novus, spelled N-O-V-U-S.
Novus means innovate. And as the original inventors of windshield repair, Novus Auto Glass continues to stay on the cutting edge of glass repair and replacement. Any vehicle with lane departure technology needs to be recalibrated after a windshield replacement because of the cameras and sensors mounted to your windshield. All of those sensors need to be carefully realigned so your vehicle provides accurate positioning information. And each vehicle manufacturer is different. Most auto glass facilities, even the big names, do not have the right tools and equipment to calibrate your windshield. They can only replace the glass, not recalibrate the sensors. Because Novus Auto Glass constantly upgrades to keep pace with the changing industry, the majority of their locations now offer calibrations. Get your windshield replaced and the sensors recalibrated with the inventors of windshield repair. Find Novus Auto Glass at rushtoreason.com/Novus. N-O-V-U-S.
All right, Barber's Foods, and Greg Bloom is here, the owner of Barber's Foods. He'll be with us all 3 hours today. So as we go through today's program, if you got a specific question for Greg, be sure to call in. We're going to have some tips on how to do some cooking this Christmas season and so on. But on top of that, you guys have got some great Christmas specials, Greg, that if folks are looking for even that gift that they don't know what to buy, in other words, that person they don't know what to buy for, you guys have some great gift ideas that might actually work for that hard-to-buy-for person.
We do. We have the Surf and Turf gift box, which is...
which I just saw one
nicely
of those.
Priced. Yeah, I delivered one today. And it's got, you know, the surf part is the Alaskan salmon fillets. We talked to Taryn right. And Kara. And then the three of those in the box, and then four Wagyu ribeye steaks and two Wagyu tenderloin steaks.
It looks beautiful, by
the way. It's gorgeous.
It's a great box.
Yep,
so
it's a beautiful box.
So if you don't know what to buy for that special someone, especially like a dad, for example, we all struggle with what to buy dad. Here's a great gift idea for dad. You can buy that. Just go to Barbers, and it's with an S, barbersfoods.com. Buy that. Anything else they need to do? Anything special?
No. Everything that people order this month, they don't have to put a coupon code or anything, but they will get two free packages of the new Beeler's mini flavored links, which I brought in.
Are delicious, by the way.
So those are just going to come automatically with every order.
All right, barbersfoods.com.
It's nearly Christmas, and Barber's Foods has some great gift options for corporate giving or for your family members. Their Surf and Turf gift box features three whole Alaskan sockeye fillets, four Morgan Ranch Wagyu ribeye steaks, and two tenderloin steaks. They also have many excellent Wagyu steak gift boxes with ribeye steaks, tenderloin steaks, flat irons, T-bones, and tri-tip sirloin roasts. They've recently added their Beeler Family Christmas Morning Breakfast gift box, which includes the best-tasting non-GMO natural bacon, sausages, brats, and hams found in the country. For the hard to shop, they offer gift cards that you can buy at barbersfoods.com and print at home for easy delivery. It's their Colorado-owned and operated company mission to connect you to the families that raise the food they source. They look forward to serving you the best quality meats found from families they know personally. For December, on all new orders, shipping is free. Visit barbersfoods.com, discount code BEEF.
No liberal media bias here. This is Rush to Reason.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us today. Dr. Julie's joining us now from Ascent Health Center. All right, Dr. Julie, Baskin-Robbins at one time made a really gross flavor of ice cream that was a total flop. Any ideas what it was?
Let's go with mustard, mayonnaise, something like that.
Okay. We had a texter text in ketchup, which... it's a pretty good answer, by the way, but a ketchup ice cream would be disgusting, just as a side note. Blech.
I wouldn't eat it.
Yeah, frozen, you know, yeah.
That's a condiment. You don't eat it alone.
Yeah,
it's not a standalone.
Doesn't sound good. Doesn't sound good at all. All right, well, let's ask, as we move along here, Dr. Julie, which, again, I was going to talk to you about this before we ever came on air today, Dr. Julie, but I really didn't think that in December we would still be talking about COVID and keeping your immune system up, because I feel like we've beat this horse to death. But here we are, another 30-day mask mandate in place, and we still need to keep our immune system up. And frankly, Dr. Julie, I think this is something that even you probably need to work on in the future for, you know, just our listeners, patients, and so on, is the fact that COVID isn't going anywhere. Keeping your immune system up from this point forward is probably going to be as high of a priority as it's ever been. Am I right?
Absolutely. And it doesn't have to be complicated. We've had quite a few people from the show call and just get our support kit. And it's just something that initially we hit it pretty hard and we really build the immune system. And then all you have to do is stay healthy. But one interesting little tidbit that we always forget about, especially during right now, is that zinc is so important, and we know it's important, but knowing why something is important almost makes us more inclined to be committed to it. So it takes 4 molecules of zinc for every 1 molecule of insulin that you make. So that means that if you are eating sugar and you have to produce insulin to manage your glucose, you are sucking up 4 times the amount of zinc every time you eat sugar that it takes to help your body process sugar. So zinc is used to fight infections. Zinc is used to make molecules of insulin. Zinc is a cofactor in so many processes. So it's interesting, you know, that zinc has come up as, oh, hey, everybody needs to take it. But we also need to be taking it in very specific absorbable forms, not just going out and taking zinc. And taking zinc is great, but eating right is just as important as taking zinc. And so I always feel like people understand or know what I'm thinking in my head, but sugar comes in so many forms. Mm-hmm. And so really talking about and explaining, it doesn't have to be cookies or bread. You know, it's shoved into stuff that we buy that looks like it's healthy. It's layered into yogurts and healthy foods that we buy. So start to read your labels and really look at where sugar is sneaking in, or think about doing things like, we tend to be a little bit more of a paleo diet practice, but so we tend to go with proteins, vegetables, those kinds of foods. If a person happens to be more of a vegetarian, lean more towards tons and tons of leafy greens, tons of products that build all those minerals, and figure out where you're going to get your proteins from, nuts or soy if that's your protein source, or mushrooms if that's your protein source. But stay away from the hidden things that create insulin that causes the problem and asks the body to pull for zinc.
So, for example, we were just talking about the ice cream, and then we were even talking condiments, and the reality is lots and lots of condiments, not mustard, but most every other condiment has some form of sugar in it, correct?
Especially ketchup.
Ketchup included.
Yeah, but even a lot of bread. I mean, you're not supposed to eat a lot of carbs these days if you're on a keto or a paleo diet, but most bread has a lot of sugar in it.
Yeah, so to your point a moment ago, Dr. Julie, you may not think that you're eating. Well, I didn't have any sugar today. You know, I didn't have a teaspoon of sugar in my coffee or anything along those lines.
But you had a bagel. You had a bagel.
But you had a bagel, or you had a hamburger with no bun but put some ketchup on it. Well, guess what? You left the bun off, but you just loaded up with sugar in the ketchup that you put on the burger.
Absolutely. We do a thing here called the 2-week carbohydrate intolerance plan, which is we start a lot of our patients on that protocol because it really informs them of how their body processes sugar. And interestingly enough, written on there, it says no ketchup. Like no ketchup.
Yeah, because really, if you think about it, I'm not an expert on food by any means, but I believe ketchup is mostly sugar, is it not?
Or high fructose corn syrup. Yeah. I think the second.
And I found one. There's this one called Primal Kitchen, and it doesn't have any extra sugar, which is great. Tomatoes are.
Which means it doesn't taste very good.
No. It's like vinegar.
Yeah, my kids don't actually think it tastes very good.
I'm sorry, but it just won't taste very good.
That company collapsed.
You might as well just throw some mustard on it and call it good.
Right.
But it's true. It's hidden in so many
little
places.
It is. You know, and Dr. Julie, I would say that, and maybe I'm wrong, maybe there's other countries that are similar to us, you know, maybe Canada and some of the other countries are also similar in this fashion. But I think as Americans, we probably do a better job at consuming sugar than any other country.
I would agree because it's accessible and easy, and it's in baby food, for heaven's sake. And so there's sugar in baby food. And so we're training our taste buds from the very time that we're starting to ingest foods to search like a seek and find missile for that instead of the bitters.
And another thing too, Dr. Julie, most people forget is even though you're eating out and you may think you're eating really healthy out, depending upon what you just ordered, most likely what you ordered off of a menu has sugar in it as well. Because that's, you know, cooks already know the best way to keep you coming back and make something taste good is load it up with sugar and salt and you'll be back, because that's what makes the food taste good.
Right. I mean, it just sneaks in everywhere. And so it feels like, oh, yeah, I'm avoiding these foods. I'm not eating these, and they probably are doing a great job, but the environment isn't helping us. So support the way that we're trying to be eating. So we have to be super conscientious about what does food really look like? What's really in our food? How do we make, grow, store, cook our food? All of those things. And then go out for a walk and take, you know, if you're really concerned, let's put you on something where you have an insurance policy. We know that you've got these nutrients, you're building up this resistance. And if you're particularly at risk or you think you're fall into an at-risk category, let's talk and even be more proactive about maybe what you need to do differently than someone who's pretty healthy. And I don't think health depends on age. We have people in every demographic where sometimes the younger demographic is much less healthy than the older demographic. Mm. So it's not age. It's how we've treated our body this whole time.
Well said. So back to zinc. And yes. Because this is an area that I'm not sure we've ever talked about. What natural foods, we just talked about eating correctly and having the right foods and so on, what natural foods contain zinc? So if somebody didn't, well, besides, you know, besides taking pills, beef, what else?
Beef and bison.
Those have zinc. What is it? Oysters have a lot of zinc. Mm. I actually have a little.
I didn't know oysters have a lot of zinc.
Beef and bison have a lot of natural zinc that your body really, really readily absorbs when you eat it. It's very high in zinc.
I did not know that.
And getting it from food, right, is so much better.
So much better than, taking a pill form, right?
Okay, so having a good old steak or hamburger will help you.
And you don't have to have like a 22-ounce porterhouse. You know, just the size of the palm of your hand three times a week, you've got your zinc input right there. You know, small, size of your small iPhone or. Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
So it might get your RDA, but for what we need now, I would eat many more steaks than three times a week.
Yeah, well, you know, you have spinach with your steak, right, Dr. Julie?
Yes.
And oysters.
Exactly.
No, there we go. I'm in on that one.
Oysters.
I'm in on
oysters. With oysters.
Yeah, no, I'm in. That's a great meal.
Yeah. Then a spinach salad. If you don't like spinach, you know, sauteed in lots of butter.
That works. Yeah.
With bacon.
You're making me hungry
bacon,
now.
Spinach salad.
Okay, when you talk absorption earlier, Dr. Julie, somebody needs some extra zinc.
Well, let's give people these foods. So
okay, go ahead.
Nuts, particularly seeds, pumpkin seeds.
Okay.
Milk, eggs, wheat germ, nutritional yeast. So all of those. So we've kind of hit some of our paleoers, maybe some of our non-paleoers can get some zinc. Nutritional yeast particularly has magnesium, zinc, all your B vitamins, and that one gets underutilized, and it's a great source for vitamins.
Okay, so if somebody still feels like they need to supplement a little bit more because maybe they do feel they're a little more at risk, they want to keep things up when it comes to the immune system and so on, you talked earlier about having the proper absorption, in other words, getting the zinc that will actually get into your system. Explain. I mean, do we buy something specific from you? Is it liquid form? Is it in a pill form? Explain.
Well, so we went on the internet a couple of days ago because we were looking for how many people are producing the kind of zinc that is the most absorbable and utilized. And we could hardly find a company that was producing the type of zinc in the right form that is the most utilized. And so we do a liquid zinc. We do a liquid zinc gluconate, but zinc gluconate is one of the better ones to look for if you're looking for it. Our zinc has a couple of different forms which are very absorbable, but it does matter. So everybody just going out and buying sort of zinc that people are throwing out on the shelves because it's popular is not necessarily going to be as helpful as a really good product. Those zinc lozenges are actually the right kind of zinc. So those are nice to have on hand at home.
Okay.
It's probably not enough to be a sufficient source, but they're good to have. Have all your kids do one or two a day. You know, just they're like sort of, yes, they do have some sugar. But, you know, you can buy, there's a few brands out there that aren't made with extra sugar, or at least made with a monk fruit or a xylitol or something like that that doesn't stimulate as much insulin resistance type problems.
All right. One other thing, too, that I've noticed lately is ads for, and I don't know why, sometimes we talk about different things and ads pop up. You know how that happens to work, Dr. Julie. Question for you. B12 shots. I've seen some things pop through lately, you know, Facebook, Google ads, and so on. What's the deal with B12 shots? What do they do? Are they good? Are they bad? Explain.
So B12 is another helpful vitamin like zinc in a different way. It helps our red blood cells. It helps us carry oxygen to our tissues. It's in a ton of processes for energy, Krebs cycle, mental health. For the most part, probably people would feel better with some kind of generic B12, which is going to be cyanocobalamin. That's the cheapest, most generic form of B, but everybody doesn't process that. And what they don't realize is there's actually three or four forms of B12 that one body might need. So going out and getting it, if you buy it and you don't feel better, it might not be that you don't need it.
Okay.
It might be that you need someone to evaluate what type or form of that B12 you could need. Or if you take B12 and you feel worse, it might also be not that you don't need it, but you don't need it in the form that you're getting it.
Makes sense.
That you're taking it in.
All right. Talk real quick again. One more. Before I let you go, one more time. Okay. Talk about your immune starter pack, how that works, how do folks get it, and so on.
So they can just call the office at 303-343-8800. They can just give us a call. We have it all ready to go. And basically, we're supporting how the system deals with RNA viruses, how they're transported through the system, and then we're just building. We have zinc in it. We have something we use that helps build the immune system to kind of be a missile-seeking virus beast. And so we just have put a combination of things together, not for if you are sick. If you are currently sick, we do a different approach because we have to hit it hard and heavy. And what I like to teach my patients is that being prepared, even if you get it and you think, oh, I don't know if I want to take all this right now, having what you need in your cabinet. Mm. So the second that you start to feel sick, 10 o'clock at night, 5 in the morning, 2 in the afternoon, you start to take it. That's how you prevent illness. If you wait 1 or 2 days and then you give our office a call, I mean, you're going to be sick for 10 to 14 days. But if you know how to prevent or take care of yourself, the second you start to feel under the weather, you can actually kick a lot of things in 24 to 48 hours.
Okay.
But it is a goal-oriented process.
I've experienced that.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes total sense. All right, folks, give Dr. Julie a call. 303-343-8800. Dr. Julie, we will talk again next week. And as we start heading into Christmas, let's talk a little bit about how to make the right food choices as we head through the holidays, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. Talk to you next week. Thanks, Dr. Julie.
Thank you.
You bet. Bye-bye. Have a great evening. Dr. Julie, again, Ascent Health Center. Find her at ascenthealthcenter.com or again, 303-343-8800.
Changes in your routine shouldn't stop you from achieving your health goals. John Rush recommends Dr. Julie Marchial of Ascent Health Center as your personal weight loss guide, giving you the confidence that you need to see real results. Dr. Julie wants to provide, enable, and assist you in developing your highest quality of life. As she coaches you through the HCG diet program, you will start to see significant weight loss without starving yourself. HCG is a hormone that uses non-essential fat for energy. The homeopathic-based HCG diet teaches your body to burn excess fat first, leaving behind only the fat that your body really needs. Call Ascent Health Center in Lowry or Inglewood now. Schedule a free consultation with Dr. Julie to check your BMI and resting calorie burn. Call 303-343-8800 or visit rushtoreason.com to find Dr. Julie now. Get the support you need to achieve the goal that you've been dreaming about.
All right, we talk about the health of yourself, your body. Well, guess what? You need the health of your car to be up to speed as well. In fact, we got some winter weather coming. It'll start tomorrow, head through the weekend. make sure your vehicle's in top working order. Nothing worse than being stranded someplace. You know what? It's one thing to be stranded when it's like 70 degrees outside like it is now. It's another thing to be stranded when things are below freezing. So give Geno's a call today. Make sure your vehicle's in top working order, especially before you head out for the Christmas holiday season. 303-794-6700 or find him at ginosautoservice.com, and that's Geno's with a J.
Winter is coming quick, and if there's one thing Geno's knows, it's that a well-maintained vehicle performs and lasts, especially during the harsh and sudden Colorado winter weather. Take advantage of Geno's free multi-point inspection before winter arrives. We'll evaluate your vehicle by looking at your fluid levels, belts, hoses, and filters. Any maintenance or repair work on your vehicle comes with a NAPA Peace of Mind warranty, covering parts and labor for 36 months or 36,000 miles. To make your life simpler, Geno's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Geno's continues to service Larry's Automotive customers through NAPA Auto Care, warranting any work you may have had done. If you think your vehicle will benefit from our multi-point inspection, give Geno's a call or go online to schedule an appointment. We're AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon in Littleton. Stay safe this winter. Stop in or visit us online at ginosautoservice.com. That's Geno's with a J.
Rather than struggling, you can expand your business with John Rush as your personal business coach. No matter what business you're in, it's always a mistake to wait, hold off, and see what happens. Now is the time to move forward. Two of John's clients are expanding right now, moving into new industries because they see an opportunity. John believes that as long as you fill a need, there's no reason not to grow. Send an email to John at rushtoreason.com and run your ideas by him today.
The discombobulation of the Dominion voting systems is dominating all discerning Americans' concern regarding the integrity of our elections. Kim Munson here. Thursday, Jay Davidson, CEO of First American State Bank, shares his perspective regarding the 2020 presidential election. Dr. Jill Vecchio expounds on the COVID-19 Wuhan China virus vaccine, and researcher and author Patty Kurgan updates us on the latest regarding the presidential battleground states. That's Thursday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., again 10 to 11 p.m., right here on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM.
With every crisis, there is opportunity. Buying or selling your business? Kim Munson recommends Chris Cantwell with Transworld Business Advisors. Find Chris Cantwell at kimmunson.com. That's M-O-N-S-O-N.
Hi, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Greg Bloom from Barber's Foods. We're going to talk about clean meat, which I think is just a name for manufactured meat, right?
Yeah, it sounds better than petri dish meat or lab-grown meat or Franken meat. Sure.
So how do you lab-grow meat? I'm confused.
Well, they harvest stem cells from a real animal, and they take those stem cells and grow them in a lab, and they have to feed the concoction something to grow. So they feed it carbohydrates, like people.
Okay.
Carbs, probably not ketchup and sugar. But they feed it amino acids that are usually synthetically derived. But, you know, the whole process is kind of new. There's a bunch of companies in Europe that have pioneered this. They've been doing this for 10 years. It's not new. It's just that now, finally, it can be done at a large enough scale to make it possibly, it's squishy, but possibly affordable. Because the first round 10 years ago, it was like $500,000 for a pound of this stuff. Now they've got it down to like $15 a pound, but not as cheap as real meat yet, but yeah.
I like when you say real meat.
Real meat.
This stuff is really not real meat.
It ain't natural. They're not going to have the word natural on the label.
Not
natural.
But their claim to fame, just to make sure that we're clear on all of this and why I wanted to talk about it, is their claim to fame is a lot of these folks that are going to be pushing this. And by the way, you're going to see this more and more. We've already seen Impossible Burgers out, you know, the veggie burger, things like that. You're going to see more and more of this hit the marketplace because they're going to sell it to you. And especially those of you that are greenies that listen to me, they're really going to push it your way because they're going to sell it as a environmentally more friendly meat. Am I right in saying that, Greg?
Yeah, that's right. And if you read any article or go to any company's website that's promoting either the plant-based products like Impossible or Beyond or these cell-grown, their premise is that traditional animal agriculture is toxic to the environment. And they say things that aren't not true, like, you know, eating meat is more toxic to the environment than driving your car. That's right. Not true. The EPA says that's baloney. But, you know, they have to get investors on board, and they have to get young, unknowing consumers,
buyers
on board. Yeah. You know, isn't it interesting that a lot of these companies come out of Northern California?
Well, where else would they come from?
Or you know, part of Europe. Yeah, I mean, that's where the, you know, so, you know, I disagree with the premise that that this is better for the environment than traditional meat. There may be, if you look at it objectively, there may be a claim that, especially for animals raised in total confinement, like chicken and pigs most of the time, and even turkeys for Thanksgiving. 44 million turkeys we consumed 2 weeks ago. 44 million in one day.
It's a lot of turkey.
So for animals' quality of life, if you look at it objectively, if you can grow a turkey cell and make turkey meat in a lab that is affordable and tastes good and safe, let's just assume all those there, you could argue that it's better for not the environment, maybe. We don't know the environmental impact of that, producing it that way. It's going to use lots of water. Mm-hmm. It's got to be fed. But for animals that are not in confinement, where there's not that, well, they don't really have a great life. You know, a chicken's 8 weeks old in total confinement. If you watch a movie like Fast Food Nation Part 2, some truth.
You need to watch that, by the way.
Some truth in there that these chickens are fed so fast in 6 weeks on such a diet, and their genetic predisposition is such that they can't even walk anymore. They're just laying on the ground, huge turkey breasts that can't, or chicken breasts that can't walk anymore. There is truth to that in the grow houses. I've seen it myself. So, but for animals that are not grown in.
Hang on, back up.
Yeah.
So you're saying they can grow so quickly that they can no longer walk.
Yeah, that's right.
And so what's their lifespan?
6 weeks.
That's it. So from chick to dinner table. In basically 6 weeks.
Yeah, and I mean, honestly, they're ready to go probably in 4.5 weeks, but, you know, bigger is better. So if you're a producer, you get paid per pound, not per bird. So you're going to grow them until they're at maximum, you know, but weight. But a lot of them can't walk anymore, which is why there's this thing in the chicken industry that probably none of your listeners have heard of, but it's called woody breast. Have you noticed?
Woody breast.
Maybe you haven't noticed this, but if you are a chef, any chef listening will know this term, that the chicken that you've got in your restaurant the last 5 years has been woody, means it looks weird. It's got like a white stripe kind of granular look to it, and it's tough. It's tough. And so the chicken industry for 5 years has been going scratching their head like, why is this? Because the birds are growing so fast that they're turning woody. And there's some explanations for that that I won't go into, but it's really compromised the quality of the chicken.
So they're basically, make sure that I'm following you correctly, these chicken breasts are, because they're tougher, am I guessing that the woody strips is just fat strips through the chicken, or what's causing, or is it like tendons, or?
There's two hypotheses that are probably correct. This is coming from the chicken industry. The first hypothesis is that the muscle itself is separating from the bone in the bird. That may be painful for the animal, but it restricts the blood flow, and so they're not getting blood flow to the muscle anymore.
Got
and
it.
Therefore it turns color and turns hard and calcious.
Got
and
it looks that's weird. Where that's becoming hard.
Yeah, right. So there's been this huge cry out in the last, you know, 5 years for smaller birds. We know barbers sell smaller birds. All of the birds we do from the Pittman family are small birds. They're not these genetically predisposed dinosaur chickens that can't walk anymore. You know, the other thing that's funny about the chicken industry, since we're on it,
you know, keep
is
going.
That chicken wings are hot and heavy. I mean, we're going to consume more chicken wings for the Super Bowl and the playoffs in January than we ever did for turkey for Thanksgiving. So I think it's funny that chicken wings are expensive. When I started this industry, John, in right out of college, it was 1992. Yeah. I worked for a chicken processor. We used to give the chicken wings away. We were selling places around Denver chicken wings for 40 cents a pound. Now chicken wings cost more per pound than breast meat.
What, really?
Breast meat's the byproduct. So the chicken industry's like, how do we fool consumers into eating breast meat?
Nuggets.
Boneless wings.
Yeah, nuggets, boneless
There's
wings.
There's no such thing as a boneless wing.
No.
It's not labeled boneless wing. You'll never go into a chicken plant and say, I want to see the boning line for the wings.
It doesn't exist.
You try to bone a wing at home.
You can't.
Try it.
You can't.
And then try to make it look like you could put it in a nugget and bread it.
Yeah.
It's breast meat.
It's a smashed breast meat,
It's breast meat. It's
It's, in some cases, really, sometimes it's ground up and then pressed into a nugget.
It could
right?
be a nugget. Yeah, it's probably mostly whole muscle. Probably mostly whole muscle or whole
well,
muscle.
Well, you know, that would be your fancier places that serve actual nuggets. But you go to like McDonald's,
right? Or the fast food.
I'm guessing the fast food places with nuggets, not Chick-fil-A, because you can tell by looking at their nuggets they're actually a chicken
right.
breast cut,
a whole
most
breast.
Likely.
Yeah, right.
But
right.
Chick, you know, no offense, McDonald's. There's no chicken breast there. That's just ground up chicken pressed together.
Yeah, well, you know, they when you're competing on price, something's got to give.
You?
That's how they go to market. You know, fast, convenient, you know. So, I mean, no, there's nothing wrong with chicken nuggets or boneless wings. Just know that it's
not a wing.
It's not a wing.
So, why do we call them boneless wings? Just a marketing tool?
Because when you go into a chicken wing restaurant, they want you to think that you're either ordering the bone-in wing. By the way, they don't make very much money on that. But when you say, I want the boneless wings, the cha-ching sign goes off in their brain. Cha-ching, cha-ching.
So they make more money with boneless.
Way more money.
Why?
Their food cost goes from 40% to 20%. Because the chicken breast meat is $1.10 a pound. Chicken wings are nearly $2 a pound.
I did not know that.
Yeah. You can buy a 40-pound box wholesale, truckload quantities of breast meat right now for less than a buck.
Okay, but then why then, I guess I'm going to answer my own question here, why then when you go to those places do you pay more for the boneless wings than you do the bone-in wings?
Called upselling.
Boy, that is a fact.
It's marketing genius, isn't it?
It is.
Upselling. Well, consumers don't know. By the way, when you fry anything and put sauce on it, it tastes pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. But back to our discussion about cell-based meats. So for poultry, especially poultry that are confined like that, grown so fast, quality of life. You know, by the way, I raise chickens now and I grew up raising chickens. Most animals, as your listeners will probably agree with, most animals have food, water, shelter, and friends. They're in their social, they're very happy. Mm-hmm. They don't dread the future. They don't think about tomorrow.
They don't have that ability.
No, they're very happy. So I don't think that animals, you know, need to have this cushy, cozy, free-range environment. By the way, the free-range thing's a hoax, too, because most of those claims are not true, or the chickens could go outside if they wanted to, but they never do, you know, kind of thing. There's a door there if they wanted to. That's exposed in Fast Food Nation Part 2. But for cattle, let's just talk about cattle, beef, bison. Those animals are not in confinement their whole life. They're with their mama they're born in the spring, like usually March, and they're with their mom and they're weaned in the fall. Then they're backgrounded for a year or two on open pastures. By the way, what are they doing? They're eating grass that is totally useless to humans. It's called upcycling. They take weeds, grass,
right.
And what else can that land be used for? It's a fire hazard, actually. But here you'll see Beyond Meat and Impossible Burger, these cultured new meat plants, they always say, oh, look at the environmental impact of those animals grazing all that land. All that land could be used for growing vegetables. No, it's non-irrigated, dry, useless, arid land see in eastern Colorado.
Great point. All right, we'll come back, talk a little more about this. Fascinating, by the way. You got any questions for Greg? He's going to be with us all 3 hours. We got a few more guests as well, but really fascinating stuff with Greg. I learn so much every time he's on when it comes to the food industry. It's just amazing. Enchanted Kitchens, though, is next. Speaking of preparing that food, and by the way, a lot more of you are preparing food at homes. We all know that. That's why, actually, Greg is here, because a lot of you are buying more meat now than we were prior to COVID, and you want to fix that in your own kitchen. If that's the case and your kitchen's not set up the way you would like, get it done correctly with Enchanted Kitchens. Go to klzradio.com or call 303-376-7588.
The Enchanted Kitchens design team will make your ideas work beautifully. You're ready to move forward with your new kitchen design, but you're already worn out by all of the decisions. You've compared prices, you've collected photos online, but now you need help getting started. Let the Enchanted Kitchens design team take it from here. You could pick out new cabinets and countertops from any home supply store, and someone would probably come to your house one time to measure your space. But the Enchanted Kitchens design team will help you make your ideas work beautifully. That's the difference between trying to handle your own kitchen redesign and hiring the professional team of designers at Enchanted Kitchens. You will have an experienced guide to walk you elegantly through the process. Schedule a free, no-obligation consultation at the Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center. Find them now at klzradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
Extreme Auto Repair, don't forget to get $50 off Cooper Tires. And if those of you that are listening need tires even before this weekend, get in and get that done now. There's a free tow special at Extreme Auto Repair right now as well. In Parker, 303-841-1071 or klzradio.com.
You never enjoy going to the dealership for maintenance because you always get the runaround. You'd much rather give your business to a local independent shop, but you assume you have to go back to the dealership to maintain your service contract. You bought the vehicle there, so you need to get it maintained there too, right? Wrong. Extreme Auto Repair will honor your service contract. Unlike most independent shops, Extreme Auto Repair in Parker will honor almost all service contracts. You pay your deductible just like you would at the dealership, and Extreme Auto Repair does the work. Two-time AAA award-winning Shop of the Year, Extreme Auto Repair in Parker does their best to make your life easier by offering everything you need to maintain your vehicle for as long as you drive it. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/extreme to find out whether or not Extreme Auto Repair will honor your dealership's service contract. Promises kept.
Golden Eagle Financial, as we end the year, please make sure that your financial future is set. You can talk to Al and get that taken care of. And that's what he does. He's a financial advisor. Go to klzradio.com or call 303-744-1128.
You have the money. Now you need a plan. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial specializes in retirement planning, teaching you how to preserve your wealth so you have enough money to last. You've already done the heavy lifting by saving diligently all of your adult life, but you still feel uncertain about what your retirement will look like. You have the money, now you need the plan. As a fiduciary advisor, Al Smith will show you how to protect your savings from unnecessary taxes, when to file for Social Security, and how to minimize risk. Unlike a stockbroker who earns a commission every time they buy or sell on your behalf, Golden Eagle Financial offers stable, long-term guidance so you know what to expect for you and your family's future. Visit klzradio.com/money to set up a free, no-obligation consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
He's your happy conservative warrior.
Listen to the Republicans who are fighting here in Georgia. Listen to President Trump.
This is something that's very important, and you have to get out, and you have to vote. You have to make sure you have every vote counted.
The president isn't telling you to stay home. You want to go home, give up? Come on, you're better than that.
Breaking news and what to make of it.
Don't miss the next Mike Gallagher Show.
Mike Gallagher, weekday mornings at 8 on KLZ 560.
This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. We'll talk more about the just the food industry as we go through today's show. But before that, I did want to get this into Health and Wellness Wednesday here because Christmas is just around the corner. Greg can actually supply you with a really great prime rib. You can do that beef or Wagyu.
Mm-hmm.
Just a matter of how you want to do it. Doesn't make any difference.
Right.
It's just a matter of what you want to spend money-wise. The Wagyu is going to be more money, but it'd be a great piece of meat. Let's talk about, though, how to properly cook a prime rib.
Right. I get asked all the time, is a prime rib USDA prime? Because there's a grading system called prime, choice, select. But prime rib doesn't have anything to do with that grading system. Prime here is an adjective for supreme or great or the best, right? So a prime rib roast is a lip-on ribeye. It's a ribeye. It's the same thing. So when you go look for your prime rib roast or your ribeye, I'd love it for you to buy it from Barber's Foods. But wherever you buy it, you can cook it the same. And you want to get a whole prime rib roast or ribeye or a lip-on ribeye. By the way, do you know what that word lip-on might mean?
No.
There's a lip-on. It means there's a little bit of a tail on the edge of it. Like about yay long, about an inch long. Whether it's a New York strip or a ribeye, they have this thing called a tail. And in the wholesale industry, they leave that tail on, so it's called a lip.
Got it.
They don't have, you know, beef doesn't have lips. But so you might buy a ribeye, and then you want to cook it. And one of the biggest mistakes people make with the ribeye is they cover it with foil, like it's a turkey.
Right, it's not.
It's not. My sister, one year, I told her what to do, and I just totally forgot to tell her not to cover it, and she just assumed that she should cover it with foil. Well, it wasn't done. It didn't turn out right. It wasn't brown, so she had to leave it in there longer, and then it dried out. So So when you get that ribeye, what you want to do is thaw it out if it's frozen. If you buy it from Barber's Food, it's frozen. Thaw it out slowly in your refrigerator for 2 or 3 days. Or if you didn't plan ahead, thaw it out on your countertop all day long. And then All I do for, you know, we talked about turkeys last month and marinating and brine. You don't have to do that with prime rib roast. In fact, the less the better. Don't marinate it. Don't brine it. This is a high-end piece of meat. You don't need to do anything to it. All I do, salt and pepper and some garlic. What do you do?
My secret recipe, and they turn out great. Of course, I smoke mine as well, but you can do this whether it's in the smoker or the oven. I coat it with Grey Poupon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That would be good.
It's delicious.
Like how heavy of a coat? Like a thin coater? You just cake it on.
Cake it on.
It's falling off.
The thicker the better, because then you end up with this really nice, hard, crispy mustard crust that some people just like to eat all by itself.
Yeah, and when you make your gravy, that flavor goes
in there too.
Yeah,
that's delicious.
Good.
That's my secret.
I've had that before. That's delicious. I just do salt and pepper and crushed garlic and a real heavy paste all over.
And by the way, the key to keep this in mind as well, most people don't know this, but when you do meat, and you learn this when you start smoking, because there's things that we do at the end of the cook when you do any kind of meat, turkey, or whatever on a smoker. It's same is true in an oven, just most people don't do this. It's called resting the meat.
Right.
The key with a prime rib is you bring it up to, you know, typically you want to bring that thing out when it's about 125 to 130.
Correct.
Because the temperature is going to raise to 130, 135, which is about where you want it to be.
It keeps cooking.
For a prime rib. It's going to keep cooking even after you pull it out of the oven or the smoker. And what I do is I wrap it in a towel and put it in my cooler for about 45 minutes.
Yep. I just cover mine with a tent of foil and then put a towel over it and let it sit for, you can let it sit for, gosh, a long time.
It'll stay warm. Yeah. If you put it in a cooler or something along those lines, it'll stay warm for quite some time.
And it's going to cook, and it depends on your oven and how big of a piece of meat, it's going to cook another 5 to 10 degrees.
That's exactly
which is why you don't want to pull it when it's at 150.
No, it's shoe leather then.
Yeah, it's shoe leather.
You don't want that.
And you ruined it.
And by the way, that people say, well, man, that 135 seems pretty rare. Well, it will be more rare in the middle, and it'll be more well done on the outer ends, and that's how you can give your guests whatever type of meat they want.
Right, and I shot a video yesterday, John, that will be on my website by tomorrow, and also by tomorrow will be our one pack of Lipon ribeyes from the Wagyu, because traditionally we sell them in four packs. That's a lot of ribeye. So we sell them in single packs, now frozen. You thawed it out slowly, and you cooked it just like we described, and I let it rest for 15 to 20 minutes. But one big key to a great, like, restaurant-quality experience is you want to age the meat in the, it's called the Cryovac, but the vacuum bag.
Yes.
So if you guys go to Costco, you know, I won't hate you. It's all good. You know, they're American company. That's good. But if you go there, buy an aged piece of meat, not one that's a week old. Get one that's a month old. That's what a chef will do. 30 days, at least 30 days of age, as it's aging, getting more tender, getting more flavorful, like cheese, and then it's going to turn out great.
All right, Purifer Chevrolet's coming up next, folks. Great deals on new and used vehicles. They've got both on the lot, and as we head into the Christmas season, it may be time to upgrade a vehicle, and there's some great year-end deals. And for some of you looking for some tax advantages, they can help you with that as well. PurifierChevrolet.com or 303-659-8311.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purifoy, and after all these years and hundreds of radio spots on many stations, I still find it hard to convey how I feel about our dealership in Fort Lupton without it being just another 60 seconds of car dealer shtick and hype. Let's face it, there are only so many glowing things I could say about Purifoy Chevrolet, but at the end of the day, does the ad sell cars and trucks? I want and need your business, especially if you're in the market for a new Chevrolet or a decent used vehicle, and really all I have to offer is a good buying experience that I know is sincerely appreciated and valued by our customers. 60 years in business has taught us many things that makes the difference in doing business. We're not perfect by any means, but we're honest about what we do and have the ethics and integrity to back it up. We have all the same factory rebates and incentives that all the other dealers have to offer, plain and simple. So do yourself a favor. If you're in the market for a vehicle or need reliable service, please give us a try. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton or on the web at purifoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. That's going to be it for this first hour today. If you're listening to our replay hour, thank you so much. Don't forget Barber's Foods, Greg Bloom, anything you need for this Christmas holiday season, from bacon to pork chops to pork butt to pork shoulders to ribeyes to prime ribs to you name it, chicken, whatever, they got it all for you. Just go to barbersfoods.com, and don't forget about the great gift special that's there for those of you looking for maybe a great gift for Dad. We'll be back, though. Hour number two is next. Myself and Greg will be back. Don't go anywhere. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.